Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Now then, about this 15-sided knife I've lost off my vacuum cleaner, I'm not going to mess about. This is urgent. I still haven't managed to get hold of one, and Robin's little ModCon home is now knee-deep in fluff and muck. Somebody somewhere must have a 15-sided nut that would fit my vacuum cleaner. So, if they're listening, will they please send it to me, care of the BBC? Otherwise, I'll read all the rotten bits of the news, and I'll leave out the good bits for a month. Yes, and I'll tell you the wrong time in the morning. And I'll fade out your favourite program. And I'll whip your pips. And I'll...
All right, steady, lad, steady. There's no need to do your own 15-sided nut, you know. Much more of that, and Robin is due for a short, sharp chat from Uncle John Snag.
Very well. But if Robin has got problems in his home, they're nothing compared with the ones you've got in your stores, Mr. Pertwee.
No, I don't suppose that. Gangway! Let me coming through out the road. There's a disaster going to be stores. Look out. Out of the way! Ink? Come along, Ink. Where are you, Ink? Come to Fatso. Cooey. I know you're in these stores somewhere. Peekaboo. Fatso spent and pens waiting. Ink. Ink. Ink-a-dink-a-doo. What a voice. If only I had two heads, I could be a stupendous duet. Ink-a-dink-a-doo.
Johnson?
Haddinkadi.
Johnson?
Haddinkadi.
Johnson?
Hey?
That will be a do. What the heck was all that audible about Malabaloo?
Oh, well, we're singing, Chief. We Johnsons are a very musical family, you know. In the springtime of her puff, my mum, Min, used to play the O.
Play the what?
The O.
The O?
Yeah, the O. Used to be an oboe, but she broke it in half.
Well, she should have broken you in half.
Very upset she was, you know. Very upset. She sat on it just as she was about to do a cadenza.
Oh, what a shame. I mean, breaking your oboe during your cadenza must be worse than copping the twinging screws in the middle of your obligatoire.
Oh, it is, yes, yes.
I mean, either unfortunate completely ruins a musical quartet, don't it?
Yeah, pardon?
Well, I assume your mum in the... dropped her cadenza whilst playing in a quartet.
And what it?
A quartet? You know, three other musicians and her. You know, four of them, a quartet.
No, it wasn't a quartet. It was only two others besides my mum in, so it was a trio.
A trio?
Yeah. Would have been a triobo, but she broke it in half. I did mention that before, actually, if you was paying attention. It happened just as she was about to do one of her things.
What? Either belt up or disappear behind your own dimmy minnie minnie innuendo.
I think you'll belt up on too.
Now, what the alley orchestra started all this?
I want smink.
Smink?
Yeah.
What do you want smink
for?
Here. You haven't got a checkbook, have you? Johnson? Friend? Shipmate, pal of mine.
Well, you about I wouldn't dare, mate.
Well, what do you want smink for?
To fill me pen. I'm writing me memo here.
You what? How would you me memo here?
All the rotten things done by rotten to Abel Seaman Johnson.
And Johnson, they're not called memo ears. They're memoirs.
A sort of autobiography. Well, that's what I'm writing, one of them.
Yeah.
The Mercury Memo Ears of a Mackalo by Abel Seaman Jeremiah Johnson, R.N.
By who?
Abel Seaman.
Not that bit. No, the next bit.
Jeremiah Johnson, R.N.
Jeremiah?
Yeah. That's my maiden name.
Oh dear. Jeremiah. Oh dear. All these
6 years and I never knew. Jeremiah Johnson. Ooh, odd luck. I see no cause for unseemly mirth. At least my Christian name shows a bit of class. Not like your handle.
What's wrong with my handle?
Well, it stands to nonsense, doesn't it? J-O-N, John, your family can't even spell.
Possibly not, but we can't ask some fat Jeremiah, so watch it.
Sorry, pardon, J-O-N.
Grant it, Jeremiah. J-O-N, Tom.
Now,
what's all this old codswallop about writing your memo here?
Well, all the big noises in the services do it. Admirals, generals, air vice marshals and all that lot. So I thought it'd make a change if a little noise did one.
No, sorry. Now, it'll never sell.
Oh, it will, you know. I'll buy a copy for a start. My mum will have one. That's two, and I haven't even written chap one yet.
Good. I've caught you in time. Now, look, Johnson. If we're going to enter the literary field, we must go in with a bestseller.
Well, you said anything about you being connected with it.
Well, not that I've time, really, but if you set your heart on being an author, then it's up to me and your old shipmate, chum,
pal of mine.
Exactly, Jeremiah. Exactly. If you want to be an author, then it's up to me to help you all.
I just assume...
No, you wouldn't.
Nothing.
Why don't you author about the history of Trout Breach?
Eh?
Well, no, not just our frigate Trout Breach, but all the ships that were called Trout Breach before Earth.
No, I can't do that. I still know anything about them.
Well, I do. What I don't know, I'll make up. Look, we'll go 50-50 after I've had my share.
Certainly can't spell, but they can't half add up, can they?
Don't argue. Get all three. Right, ready? Chapter 1. How the Man of War Trout Breach won the Battle of Trafalgar.
What? I thought Lord Nelson did that.
Yeah, well, he was there too. Now, I'm going to interrupt you, ruin the consternation. In the year 1805, the British Man of War Trout Breach sailed with Lord Nelson's fleet for the coast of Portugal, where they were later to give the French and the Spanish fleet a right thumping. However, on the way over...
Let's sail down a bit.
Let's sail down a bit, it says, sir.
Well, Mr. Mate, I must say...
Here it comes.
It's a lovely day for a sail.
Fair wanderer, sir.
There's enough wind to send our mizzen wind.
Bad joke, mate.
Mr. Mate, how long before we join me Lord Nelson's fleet should we not have sighted their topsails on the horizon by now?
Oh, well, no come to mention it, methinks we should.
Mr. Mate, where are we?
Just off the coast, sir.
The coast of where?
Right sail up a bit and watch your halyard.
Right sail up a bit, now then, watch right, mad sir.
Mr. Mate, where are we?
A bit further on than when you first asked me, actually.
And that is about as accurate as Mr. Mate is likely to get, sir. Give or take an ocean.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Coxon. Jolly nice of a Mahati to stand by another Mahati when a Mahati needs another Mahati to help a Mahati. Because the third Mahati is getting at a Mahati about a Mahati's effort to steer all the other Mahatis from one Mahati port to another Mahati port. If not a Mahati port, then a Mahati rum. So up spirits for a lot of you. Now, why don't you stop a Mahati when a Mahati can't find the end of a Mahati sentence?
Mr. Mate.
Yes, Mahati? Yes, sir?
Where are we?
You don't let go, do you?
Half of the telescope, please, Dalton.
Now, let's see. Lummy, Zeus, he's got dark quickly. Must be an eclipse.
Mr. Mate, it's myself if you try taking the lens cover off the end.
What?
Now try.
Oh, yes. Well, yes, you'd think the hearty admiralty was the powers with a more powerful telescope than this, wouldn't you? It's not much different from looking out of your own eye.
Mr. Mason,
hmm?
You are looking out of your own eye. Only you've got the wrong one shut.
What? Oh, yes, how foolin' me hardy of me, yes.
Attention, ah,
light's gone dark again. Now, who put the lens cap back on?
Nobody. You shut both eyes now.
I'll get it right, sir, or swell the blood.
Carson, sir. Belay up.
Ahoy down there, you lot.
Who the?
Hook deck, look out here, sir. Powder monkey Goldstein, ahoy in.
What is it, Goldstein?
Well, I'm not quite sure yet. But I'm flaming certain now.
It's the Frenchies. The ship's going to be hit, and we'll all be miscarried. Silence, Coxon.
Man the guns! Man the guns! Yeah, not so fast. It's very rude to interrupt when a Mahati is talking.
Oh, sorry, Grimosi, pardon. Goldstein, what is it?
Enemy fleet on the starboard bow and coming alongside faster. Frenchies, I shouldn't wonder. Nasty lot. Well, they're bound to be, really. They're foreigners, you see. Not Welsh. You wouldn't catch the Welsh fleet whining cannonballs at my arties without so much as I would get three-cornered at.
The Welsh haven't got a fleet.
And whose fault is that? The English oppressors, of course. You wait till we get home rule. We'll whine cannonballs about like everyone else then. Only bigger.
Yeah, and full of coal, no doubt.
Stand by to make up a boarding party, Goldstein.
Aye, sir. Oh, dear. They're getting the verily short too verily close.
All guns ready, Mr. Mate?
All guns ready, Coxon.
Yes, sir. Bang them off, sir. Please, sink the Frenchies, sir. Whoosh, bang. Oh, God. I don't want to be taken prisoner. Oh, giggle, diddle, 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 teen.
Avast there. At the Frenchies, all starboard cannons in your own time, fire.
All cannons fired.
All cannons fire.
Fire, 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 fire.
At last.
Ah, you rotten. You dirty, stinking rotten.
Below there. Whopper Johnson, what happened?
Mine was a dud.
Ah, what a shame.
It wasn't a shame, it was a rotten. The rotten blew up the rotten ear, and now I'm rotten covered in rotten soot.
Well, it's not much better up here. I can't see anything for smoke.
And neither could I... That's me, yes I can.
Look out.
Where?
There.
Where?
There.
Ah! Yes, it's the Frenchies. Right alongside. Stand by the border, lads. This way, show no quarter, fight for the death. Overboard with the rascally blackguards, take no prisoners. Forward for the prize. Fall down to ground. Forward, foot.
Oh, come on, don't muck about. I can't do it on me own. Be British.
Righty-ho, Jan. A fall-in boarding party.
Hammer them, me hearties.
Over we go, me hearties.
Oh, hey, quick. Got you, unlucky pair.
Put the cabin, Ben. Don't let the captain escape. How about you?
Ah! Wang me one of the scuppers, would ya?
Oh, nasty.
Cease fighting! White flags up, they've surrendered. The ship is ours. The ship is ours!
Yes, it is, actually.
What? Who are you? What are you doing in British uniform?
I'm the captain. The name is Lord Nelson.
No.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, in your case, just I.
Thank you. I'm glad that we see eye to eye. This is HMS Victory. I don't need to ask the name of your ship. Good day to you. Hardy, sort this lot out, will you?
And off they sailed without so much as a kiss me hard. Well, it's a nice, long, pretty story, old grant, you see. But I still think I'd be better off writing the murky Mimo ears of a matelote.
Of course you wouldn't. Look, do this properly, and your work of reference on the history of the trout bridges might get you the Pushitzer Prize.
The Pushitzer? You mean the Nobel Prize.
Who's arguing? Don't be modest, you'll probably get both.
Oh, I like that. Jeremiah Johnson, Pushitzer and Nobel winner.
Right, then, you don't get pushes into nobbles for Matlow's murky Mimo here. So let's get on to chapter two.
Really.
Oh, the
know me ever.
Good morning, Chief.
Likewise, I'm sure, miss. What are you doing aboard?
Well, Captain Percy sent me over to have a look round.
Eh?
He wants to know.
Know what?
What you're up to that is dodgy that he hasn't heard about. He just can't stand the suspense any longer.
Well, of all the suspicious old senior officers. All I'm doing is assisting my good friend, shipmate
and pal of his,
to all.
To what?
All.
I'm writing a book. They were going to be my memories, but now it's going to be a history of all the ships called Tradebridge.
Good gracious, they'll ban it.
Oh, well.
Well, Admiralty, I mean, giving our enemies a bit of a giggle is one thing, but there's no need to give them a steady.
Yeah, that's the thought. Here, I wonder how much we could get for the serial rights in Pravda.
About 10 years in the tower, probably. How far have you got with this literary marvel?
We just finished chap one.
Oh, Cartbridge at the Battle of Trafalgar, I presume.
Yes, miss.
What's chap two, the court-martial?
No, we thought we'd sort of skip them.
I'm not surprised. Chap five or six should be interesting.
Oh, why? Which Cartbridge was that in?
Well, that was a destroyer that fought in the Great War in 1914.
Oh, yeah. On both sides. Eh?
She was captured by the Germans in 1916, and they added her to their fleet. And on their first patrol with her, the Germans were supposed to attack Scarborough Flow and land a secret agent.
Well, how did they get on?
Well, let's put it this way. After that first patrol, the German High Command offered to let the British government have Troutbridge back.
Left-hand unter einbitten.
Left-hand unter einbitten, it is in the right.
Left-hand unter einbitten, more.
Left-hand unter einbitten, more.
Ah, you bitten my left hand.
Who, Unterleutnant Phillips? Are you mid the controls of the stinking British boatswain, which was now a glorious German boatswain, familiar, ja?
Nein.
Number nine. Meet the respectable few. Herr Phillips mid the controls of a proper German boatswain, was never familiar, nein, to ya?
Unter boatswain, Officer Petty, can you make me stop and take it?
Mein Herr. Ja, ja.
Und now mit der steaming motors full blast gefahren worden.
Mit der steaming motors full blast gefahren worden mit diesem Herr Leutnant.
Hier ist der Brücken, Nummer 1, Sprachen.
Here is the room mit der steaming motors or whatever the mechanical goblin is down here. Der Leutnant Krieg in charge of the steaming motors or whatever all the mechanical goblin is down here, Sprachen.
What is it, Herr Queen?
Ah, well, there are half what you have, you see. In the shell, the nut of you, my sprach. It's a bit embarrassing that I have a bucketful here. Not anything personal, you will understand, but if you keep ringing down with the clangers, it makes my life and growth a bit complicated. I mean, I get the feeling that you're expecting the steaming motor room to take action of some sort. And sprach for myself, I would need such a thing with a pole from a Wagenheimer down here. The little lad who takes care of the mechanical goblins which is down here is not here at the moment. Well, but in the truth, Princess Mad hardly been here a minute at all today. But she prefers it to death heart. My sixth sauerkraut last night was an sight too powerful for the lad. We've hardly seen a bitten thing of him since the...
Herr Krieg, what is the wanted you are?
Well, for myself, very little, but Fritz would appreciate eins of sand and dry of cement to settle the sauerkraut, I should wonder. The look of their surprise on his face this morning. You would not credit it. You would not credit it.
Herr Krieg, why was it you mit the butter are pressing?
I'm glad you mit up that drawer. that last clangon now, would it have been anything important at all?
Yeah. It was Mr. Steamingmotor's full de forward bolton he was requiring.
Oh. Well, the signal to Fritz I'm passing with the largest back on his garage gets back into his. I give my regards to all those on the bridge and want to. A good entire. Well, so prefer it, how's your father, man?
By the Kaiser's red braces, I never heard that. I'm grosser loaden von Kornfollower.
Achtung, number eight. Here's the Captain Torfenhofer. Und der beautiful fire on the bridge and coming, yeah?
Mr. After you, I am making the offer.
Danke schön, Herr Kapitän.
Oh, nein. Calling myself the Herr Kapitän. Calling myself Hans.
You are, ja?
Nein. Myself is I'm lot safer calling you my Herr Kapitän, I think. So keep on your hands to yourself.
Nice, Frank. How about that? Never von Herr. Well, not with the recently. Cool.
Herr Philipp.
Ja?
Closing the trap.
Head officers and the fox, with the permissions, I am the introductions about the market.
Here is the Fräulein Marlena, who was the gross, a beautiful spy for the glorious German fatherland, who is to be Mr. Feet landed on this stinking British motherland.
A spy? Mr. Townsmate.
The Herr Officer, gentlefolk, why is that on the glorious German Navy Boaten? All the notices is in the British language.
This is because the Boaten was once the British destroyer with the Jack the Union Van Enden and called it the Trout Region.
She was captured during an glorious battle in the British Channel. By capturing this Boaten, mine thinks we turned ein advantage into ein deaden Lawson.
This explain it would, but I'm tiny puzzle to solve, I'm this.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Mr. Below Deck, there is ein room.
Huh?
On the door of this room, Mr. Below Deck, there is ein Orden sign.
Yeah,
the British sign on the door is saying the word Rat in Gertling's on lie.
Rat in Gertling's on lie.
Yeah.
Herr Pugnova.
Yeah.
Man thinks the man captain is in the map pile. In the British language, man thinks the sign rat in cursings on lie was pronounced writings only.
Oh.
From the outside, I was thinking this buzzword probably ein torpedo launching room, for one can hear the water like ein piston.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Here is the region, Nummer 1 sprechen.
Here is the Leutnant Beethoven, the officer mit control of the Radio 7 without the wire.
What is the Herr Leutnant Beethoven, the Leutnant mit control of the Radio 7 without the wire?
Ist ein großer Rocket from the officer with the full charge of the glorious port of the German fatherland at Kiel.
And what does the officer with the full... What does the big board say?
Mit the rough translation and leave it out the language which over the wires never put should have been. The big board spark only a shorter message. The big board is wondering with the uncertainties where the Kaiser's Airsoft pajamas live at.
Oh.
He's further was wondering how much grosser longer it would be before the attack on Copper Flow we should be making.
Well, tell the big board that we are the attack most shortly making, provided there is not the British fog.
Yeah, my number eight.
It's all right, mein Herr Leutnant. Mr. Straight ahead is the British course.
What?
Oh, it was ein bisschen thing. Just our experience, the knowledge earned, the bonds mit the sharpness, ein keen peepers,
und ein greiser bigger head.
Herr Unterbotten, offen
das Fett. Ja, Herr Nummer 1.
Wasn't the fuck in the shop?
Up under all nonsense and prepare the boat for the all-out trunking of the British port with the name Scapagol.
Ja, mein Herr Kapitän Poppenhofer. Mr. Cannonball, first stand by, ja?
Mr. Cannonball, first stand by, ja, it is Herr of the Leutnant.
At the British port, miss the name of Scupperflaw, miss the cannon wallopers, fire up.
At the British port, miss the name of Scupperflaw, miss the cannon wallopers, fire up.
At the British port, miss the name of Scupperflaw, miss the cannon wallopers, fire up.
At the British port, miss the name of Scupperflaw, miss the cannon wallopers, fire up. Every man sells down.
Here is what is left of the Bridgen. Nummer 1 Sprachen.
Herr Leutnant Bitbaden, the officer mit Kontrolle der Radiostätten mit
Aussicht. Yes, all right. The time for the rest there is not. What is this time?
I even große Arches from the officer mit the full charge of the glorious port of the German fatherland of Kiel.
Oh, good listen.
The big Baden wishes to know what the Kaiser's woolly vest we are playing at.
The army, the cannon bollepers, knocking the funk kind of brick dust out of the British port mit the name of Scupperflaw.
Nein, the große Bad reckons we are knocking the funk kind of brick dust out of the glorious port of the German fatherland of Kiel.
What? Yes, Philip. It is not the British port with the name of Scupperflaw, it is the glorious port of the German fatherland at Kiel.
Mr. Sorry, pardon. Right-hand Uber einbitten.
Right-hand Uber einbitten, mein Unterleutnant.
Danke schön. Und belten us out of here mit the Sharpies.
Mit the Sharpies und the Pleasures, mein Unterleutnant.
And that's why the German High Command offered Troutridge back to us.
Sure. I must put that in. That'll be about Jack 10, I suppose.
No, Johnson, no. Well, I reckon putting the history of all the ships called Troutridge down on paper could turn dead nasty on it.
Well, that's a rotten, that is. If I don't alphabet the Troutridge, what can I alphabet then?
Simple, my son. Now, look, come on, get a fresh sheet of paper. All right? Ready? Now, get all three. The murky Mimo ears of a Matlow. By able seaman Jeremiah Johnson, R.N. Chat one. Skipping me early years, let's get to the interesting part. I first met C.P.O. Pertwee.
Come back here.
That stalwart of the British Navy, friend of all, renowned man about town and dead lead. I first met him at a nautical knock-up in a dirty dive in Devonport. And in this atmosphere of bonhomie, our carefree life serving the flag stars.